This is Texans Training Camp Today. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today. Almost 2 weeks of training camp behind us, 2 days to go until the big game. Mark, let's talk about that a little bit, but let's get caught up in the news and notes of the day.
That's right, Patty. You know, a lot of news coming out of this Texans training camp injury-wise, as all NFL training camps have big injury news. And Arian Foster is on his way back. He's on the mend. He's not going to play Friday night in all likelihood, but Ben Tate could be back, says head coach Gary Kubiak.
I think you'll see Ben back tomorrow. You know, that's what I'm hearing. As far as Arian goes, you know, the biggest thing with Arian is we got to get him involved, you know, get him back and involved in the process. You know, you're watching Kush go through it, and everybody's got to go through that process to get ready to play. So the quicker we get him back, the better. I know that he worked good today. You know, we haven't had some goal of Friday or nothing like that right now. We're just trying to get him to where we get him back involved in a program and start getting him ready to go.
Boy, it'd be great to see Ben Tate play on Friday night, Patty, because if he can't, you're starting an undrafted rookie in Dennis Johnson. I think he can handle the job, but you'd feel that much better with Ben Tate in the backfield.
Absolutely. I'm actually looking very forward to see what Dennis Johnson has out there on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. He's like, some people say he's a Maurice Jones-Drew lookalike in a way, but he's not that stocky. I know he's not the tallest running back. I think he might be quicker. He's good for this one-cut system. It'll be fun to watch him operate.
All right, Sam Montgomery has been a topic of discussion throughout training camp. He was out on the sidelines, side fields, working today. I'm assuming that's some good news and going in some good directions. But let's talk a little bit about linebackers. A lot going on there in that unit.
Patty, you know, the team released its unofficial depth chart prior to this first preseason game, and Montgomery is fourth team at outside linebacker. And I think part of that is sending a message saying, hey, you're not healthy. You got to get healthy and get in the mix here. He's fourth team. Trevardo Williams, third team. Willie Jefferson, a second team outside linebacker on this squad. And Brian Braman, you know, he's looking pretty good in practice, but you're seeing this other guy, Justin Tuggle, rookie from Kansas State, getting in the mix. He was with the ones today, so it's anybody's guess as to what they do at outside linebacker.
Yeah, and I heard Rick Smith on your show this morning really likes Justin Tuggle's, got the lineage, likes what he's seeing from him. But you mentioned Willie Jefferson. We've talked about him a couple of times. He's got some high expectations for not only this season, but really going into this game on Friday night.
Former wide receiver from Baylor and now a defensive end trying to make it in the National Football League. And, you know, he might be out there Friday night with the starters along with Brooks Reed.
I'm just ready to go out there and show the coach that I can do what I came here to do. You know what I'm saying? Rush the quarterback, get a couple sacks, a couple pass breakups. You know what I'm saying? If I do get the drop in coverage, you know, probably break up a couple passes. You know, just do what I have to do to make the play, make the team better.
Those are some pretty high goals for one game.
I'm trying to make that my goal for every game.
I think everyone knows he'll get at least 2 sacks. I told him he better get at least 5 sacks in preseason, so. And maybe a pick, block punt. So he's kind of established himself around here already. So, and he's handled himself. He's got a lot of reps at the ones with me and Whit down some of the days. So he's getting a lot of great experience, and he stepped up. And, you know, he showed that he has a lot of great athleticism. So it'll be fun to watch him.
Brooks has a sense of humor. You know, a little dry, but he's got a good sense of humor. And Willie Jefferson, Patty, he still looks like a wide receiver to me in some ways. When he transferred to Stephen F. Austin, he played on the D-line. But, man, he still looks like Megatron or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely has a lot of confidence. And there's another guy, a rookie on this field with all kinds of confidence. The fans, the coaches, everyone is loving him. That is first-round draft pick DeAndre Hopkins. And I catch up with him after this break. Stay with us.
Best part is, you know, being back around my teammates, going out and getting better every day. Say the worst part would probably be this heat, man. I mean, I'm used to it, but still, it'd be them days where you'd be like, man, like, is it ever going to go away? But at the same time, I mean, it's our job. It's something we have to get used to. So, I mean, we just go out and, you know, do our job.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, a couple of weeks of training camp under your belt. You and I caught up on the first day. You made some pretty impressive catches, caught people's eyes that very first day, and you know, you never seem to look back. You continue to do it, practice in, practice out. Just really kind of talk about how confident you are and how well this has been going for you.
You know, just coming out here and watching Andre Johnson work, you have to be pretty confident to play on the other side of him. You know, I just wanted to come out here and make plays for my team when I'm called on. You know, that's the only way, you know, they're going to give me the ball, you know, in tough situations if I do it in practice. So, you know, I made a couple good plays, you know, early on in the first couple practices, but I wanted to continue making those plays so I could be trusted.
When you talk about following and learning from Andre Johnson, that's kind of what everybody expects of you. That's kind of what everybody talks about. But you are really, you're walking the walk. And can you kind of tell us how you do it? Do you pick his brain after practice? Do you watch him? Do you watch film with him? How do you guys relate?
I pick his brain a lot. I know I get on his nerves. I'm pretty sure I can tell, you know, by his responses sometimes. But, you know, just being a young guy, you know, I want to be great like him. I want to do everything that he's done, you know, and take the steps that he's taken to be where he is, you know. So little things, you know, like getting in the cold tub before practice, you know, in the hot tub. I never knew that in college, you know, till I saw Andre doing it one day, and I just asked him, you know, what is that for? And he kind of told me. So I've been doing the same routine that he's been doing before practice, you know. But, you know, just picking his brain every chance I can, I'm doing it.
How different has this week been for you, these last couple practices, in that you're getting ready for a game?
It's been fun but difficult at the same time, because, you know, they throw a lot on you. They're putting the playbook on you, even though we've done it before. You know, it's some new stuff, and, you know, it's repetition and coming out here and doing it over and over. You know, going against the same guys every day gets boring. But, you know, like Andre, he told me, you know, that's when the great ones, you know, step up. When it gets boring and your legs are heavy, you know that's when the great ones show up.
On the depth chart at this point, heading into Minnesota, you've been named as the starter opposite of Andre. Obviously, with your confidence, probably that's what you wanted. That's what you've been you expected. But kind of pretty neat for you, knowing as a rookie that it actually came to fruition, and that's how it's going to be at this point.
Yeah, I mean, hard work pays off. You know, I feel like I came out here and I put in the work to deserve that. I don't feel like they threw me in there the first day and said, just because you're a first rounder, you're going to start. I feel like I've deserved it, and all the starting people on offense and defense, you know, feel like the same way.
Do you feel any pressure from fans, teammate, coaches, or anything, being that first rounder, to live up to those expectations and do what you're expected to do?
Oh, not at all. You know, this is a good offense. You know, they put you in positions to make plays. You just have to do it. You know, but pressure, I feel like, you know, I've had pressure, you know, all throughout college and you know, coming in here, not being the main guy at Clemson, you know, plays a role into that, you know. But I don't feel like it's too much pressure coming in here. You know, I feel like guys got to come in and make plays on count on.
All right, good job. We look forward to seeing you on Friday night. We've got to take one more time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. Mark and I will be back to wrap it up. Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. The players always out there being accommodating, signing autographs for the fans. DeAndre Hopkins has quickly become a fan favorite. You know, Mark, we had a chance to talk to Deion Sanders yesterday, and we'll see more of that interview on Texans Huddle on Thursday. But he just could not sing enough praise for this guy.
Well, he knows what it's like to cover the best wide receivers in the National Football League. And not that he thinks DeAndre Hopkins is going to be one of those guys right away, but he's got all the talent in the world. He can go up and get the tough balls in double coverage. He's been doing it all training camp long, and Deion Sanders certainly took note.
First and foremost, you got to understand, when you draft the guy, which is very wise because he's learning from Andre Johnson, a future Hall of Famer, one of the best in the game, still, almost 1,600 yards a year ago. So Andre really is not a talkative person. All you have to do is watch Dre. Dre is unbelievable, not only just running routes, but just knowing the game. So this young guy, with what Ed Reed told me about him to validate what I already thought, my God, unbelievable, the expectation of this offense.
Patty, I think DeAndre Hopkins has a chance to be special. I don't know how many passes he catches this year, because a lot of that is developed through context. You know, you have a lot of games where you're trailing and you're going to throw it more. Some games where you're running, you're going to run it more, less pass-catching opportunities. But I think everyone in the league is going to know who DeAndre Hopkins is by the midway point of the season.
We're definitely looking forward to seeing him on Friday, and we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night right here on Texans Training Camp today for our final show of this training camp season. See you then.